Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, representing Molisa Vietnam, I would like to express my gratitude for your interest in the human rights matters in our ministry's area. And I would like to express information on two areas. First, violence against women and children, and second, victims of human trafficking. On violence against women and children, I would like to share that Vietnamese law, including the law of children and the law of gender equality, prohibits all acts of violence and abuse against women and children. Serious violations shall be addressed according to the criminal code. To strengthen the implementation of the law, as well as measures on this matter, the Prime Minister issued a project on preventing and addressing violence on the basis on gender basis for 2016-2020. For children, the government established the hotline 111 to receive urgent emergency information for violence against children and provide consultation on law pertaining to children. The government also pays due attention to increasing law consultation, and Vietnam highly appreciate and will continue to cooperate with international organizations such as UNICEF, UN Women, and NGOs in Vietnam and overseas, such as CARE International, World Vision, in building models to strengthen awareness and information pertaining to the prevention of violence against women and children, and to strengthen public awareness on this matter. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2018, more than 18,000 cases have received legal consultation on this matter. On the second matter of human trafficking, Vietnamese law prohibits all acts of human trafficking, and they shall be addressed according to criminal law. On the matter of preventing human trafficking, Vietnam is implementing four groups comprehensively of measures. First, to prevent human trafficking. Second, combating human trafficking crime. Three, rescuing victims of human trafficking when information is received. And fourth, assistance to human trafficking victims after rescue. To strengthen the enforcement of the law on this matter, the government also established a hotline to receive information on human trafficking, particularly women and children. On the solutions, the government strengthens media information and education, particularly to the remote region that would otherwise lack information. For victims of human trafficking after being rescued, we would implement the following implement measures to help them rehabilitate with the community through healthcare, education, and other necessary treatment. And particularly, the government chose the 30th of July as the day, a national day against human trafficking. And from 2014 to 2017, Vietnam put on trial more than 700 cases with more than 3,000 defendants on human trafficking related charges. Thank you very much.